Hey, welcome back. It's Carlos Cavallo from the Dating Advice Guru. It's the podcast that's a blast. Hey, this week we're going to finish up the six guys you shouldn't date. This is part two of that, and I'm also going to give you a little side bonus here, and we're going to talk about a couple of guys you should be dating. Okay, so last week we covered part one, and we went through the guys you should stay away from, numbers one through three, and we're picking up with number four this week with name dropper Ned. Now, this guy is pretty much the opposite of Shady Steve, the guy I covered last week. Not only does name dropper Ned want to share every little detail of his life with you, he wants to make sure you know how awesome his life really is. Now, I'm not saying guys don't show off to some degree to impress a girl. Hey, we all do it. We're all guilty of it in some way. And even women will, of course, fall into the trap of trying to show off a little bit. But most guys still generally keep it subtle and not too much in your face. Okay, he may be a reasonable guy that wants to convince you of his social worth, but he probably won't blast you with it unless, of course, he's a D-bag or good old what they call douchebag. If he's constantly telling you about all the cool stuff he does, how badass he is at his job, or all the important people that he knows and he's friends with, well, it's time to take a good long look at this guy's personality. In a lot of ways, name dropper Ned is hungry for validation, and he's going to go overboard to get it from you. You can just pick this up in waves from him. Sure, he might look great and have a happening life, maybe, but having an unreasonably large ego could also be a sign of what they call narcissistic personality disorder. That's where they're, a little stuck on themselves, or at least are only able to focus on themselves. Or he might have a serious black hole in his self-esteem that could suck you right in. What you should do is you have to observe him, okay? The best way to pick out any guy and the type of guy that he is to just observe him in his natural environment. Observe if he likes judging other people. If he generally talks trash about other people, well, that's a bad sign, right? Narcissists feel the need to be better than other people. So what he's going to do is go out of his way to criticize and tear other people down. That's how they lift themselves up and look better by comparison. In fact, these same guys, these narcissistic dudes, I guess you call them not just name dropper Ned, but maybe narcissistic Ned, he's easily rattled with even the smallest criticism. Try disagreeing with him from time to time when you don't see eye to eye on something. You know, voice your disagreement and then watch him fire back and see what he does, if he acts defensively or not. If he does act defensively, hey, that's the signal you're looking for. Now again, if that's the case, don't count on him caring about anybody else's needs aside from his own. And we know that's something you're going to need, so obviously this is mutually exclusive. Narcissists do not function well in relationships. Now, of course, this is not a solid ground to build a relationship on, so you need to think twice about dating Mr. Over-the-Top Alpha Male. The next undateable dude is number five, the player. Oh, you know this guy, right? Yeah? I'm sure you've dated a couple of these. Hey, does he seem to be a little too smooth? Does he have an unusually large amount of confidence? Is he quick to chat you up? He's very glib. He's got that cool, smooth persona that just goes over like oil, right? And he gets your number in about 3 minutes flat, and you're left thinking, whoa, what just happened there? Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing, okay? Some guys just are more comfortable with women, but it could also spell trouble if he's doing it like it's his job, like it's a task he's trying to optimize and get done in the minimum amount of time. He might be a master at flattery, but watch out if there's this undercurrent of insincerity. If this guy barely knows anything about you, but you find he's lavishing you with praise, well, he might be telling you what you want to hear rather than what he's really trying to say, which is by preemptively flattering you right away, he knows he's going to get your validation for him in return. So it's pretty much about his needs rather than your own. And the need that he's most interested in fulfilling is to make you basically another notch in his headboard. Yeah, you might have figured out by now that this guy is actually related to the last guy, narcissistic or name dropper Ned, is pretty close to the player in a lot of ways. If you want to be sure you're dealing with a player, here's a couple of red flags to look out for. First of all, he's flaky. He can't commit to plans he's made with you, and it always seems like he's juggling multiple women. Or he calls you at an ungodly hour to see him or go out with him or just hang out, right? He wants to come over to your place at around 2:30 in the morning to just hang out. Right, dude. When he does make plans, he never cares if it's a good time for you. He just tries to fit you into his schedule. Or he keeps his phone locked and guarded at all times. So you never really know what's going on with him in his personal life. Not that you should be snooping, of course, but hey, that kind of guard on your phone does show that he's a little overly cautious. Now, if he's displaying these traits, he may be operating in what I call the WIIFM mindset. Well, what is that radio station? Well, that's what's in it for me, FM, right? He loves the attention that you give him, but maybe nothing much more beyond that. Now, I know a lot of women who've dealt with this type of guy. Everything he does will imply to you that he's into you, right? But he's going to back off when you start talking serious about something long term. He'll either fall off the face of the earth or give you that, oh, it's not you, it's me speech, and it doesn't work. So don't play second fiddle or third or fourth fiddle to a guy who's clearly looking to drop you like a hot potato once things get serious. Now, number six, the one you've been waiting for, stay away from this guy. Number six is the slacker. Say hello to corporate Carl's polar opposite. If your workaholic guy has no time for a girl, well then the slacker actually has way too much time for you. But in spite of the incredible amount of time he has, he can't seem to get his life on track. He can't seem to take care of himself. You get every excuse in the book when you ask him about his goals because, well, he doesn't have any. A guy who's allergic to taking responsibility for the basic things in his life isn't ready to be in a relationship with you. Worse yet, he's going to start relying heavily on your kindness just to function on a day-to-day basis. He'll look like he's ready to jump into a relationship head first, but it's not the stable kind. It's not the kind with healthy boundaries that you need. His need for you could be in the form of doing his chores or paying his bills. Many women get a kick out of being in this situation because they like to feel needed by this guy. But pretty soon, the slacker is going to take this all for granted. And the longer you get stuck in that cycle, the harder it is to get out of it. So play a cautious with a guy who is just maybe looking to mooch or just seems a little too available. Plus, you got to look at his friends, right? I always say that one of the best ways to figure a guy out is to look at his peer group. It's the most important influence in his life. And it's pretty obvious by the friends that he does hang out with who's going to have the most influence on him. And you want to know what you're up against, don't you? So ask yourself, you know, does he hang out with other guys who don't have much else to do, who don't have much ambition? This is an important clue that will tell you whether he's headed into, well, lackadaisical self-preservation, or if he's going to be there with you in the relationship, if he's going to be a full participant, a willing partner, a lover that you can count on. Always, always consider his ambition level before you start dating a guy. The things you overlook at the start always come back to haunt you later on. I always say that reality has teeth, and it'll bite you on the butt if you ignore it now. It always comes back. Okay, now that we cover those guys that you need to stop dating, I want to give you a little something extra here, a little bonus. I want to talk about the two of the big features of a guy you do want to date. Aside from avoiding certain types of men, you should also be on the lookout for the kind of guys you should be dating. Date this dude, number one, is Mr. Positive. Now, unlike Triggered Tim, if you remember from last week, this guy doesn't crumble at this first sign of adversity. If the movie starts late or your dinner reservations get messed up, he can handle it. He can handle it in stride. He handles these curveballs like a grown-up. You need a guy who can make you feel good, even when the world seems to be falling apart. A positive sentiment in a relationship means it will last way much longer than one that's filled with fear or contempt. And watch out, if he can keep his cool and still be the nice guy he claims to be, right? If he does, then you might have yourself a real keeper here. You don't have to set things up or set up tests for him, but you want to watch him, observe him in his native environment, see how he responds to people, see how he responds to the friends he's been with the longest, if he's still polite to them. Now, find this guy, number two, someone who really cares, somebody who is really sincere. Okay, sincerity and caring is a very big thing because it tells you that he has the emotions to back up what he's saying and doing. If he wants you to know the people from the closer circles in his life, well, take note. He will introduce you to his family or his best friends because he genuinely wants you to hit it off with him. If he says it, but he never really makes it come true, and you feel like you have to nag him to try and make it happen, well, there's something there that's insincere. It doesn't match. It's not congruent. Now, another good sign is if he makes a mental note of the everyday stuff you say or do. This is when a guy goes out of his way because he's trying to make you happy. He's really just trying to file this stuff away so they can use it later on. He wants to make you happy based on what he knows about you. And if he's remembering stuff about you, well, he's probably planning to use it again and again. Maybe on your last date you said that you were into Indian food. Well, your guy is going to remember to take you to an Indian restaurant since that's something you like. And he'll extend that attitude easily towards the other parts of your life, such as your favorite movie or your places to hang out and all the other personal stuff. Okay, now if you're worried that you might be dating one of the six guys that you should be avoiding, don't panic. You can still make it work. You may actually have a guy that's just not quite in the right place if you know his connection code. You see, guys all over have this unique way of connecting with women. We have what I call a very specific Lego brick orientation. I like to use the Legos analogy because my kids are big on Legos, and it's the most sensible one that happens to match up. If a man has the Lego piece that's going to match yours, you guys are going to snap together and fit together just as precisely as one of those little plastic bricks. Okay, and it's going to feel right. It will feel like you're clicking together. That's where that saying came from. It feels like it just clicks, right? It's an audible sound, click, and it's that feeling you get when those two bricks click together, right? You may have done this yourself. You may have actually felt that weird sensation of synchronicity when you're with a guy that just matches you right. Well, believe it or not, it doesn't have to be up to fate. It doesn't have to be up to destiny. You don't have to date 10,000 guys to find this guy. It's really all about kind of digging through his big Lego bin and finding that part of him that clicks with you. And a lot of times, guys are just too nervous. We're nervous on the date. We're nervous talking to you. We don't know what it is you want. We, as men, don't feel like we understand women at all. And really, what I've discovered is that the best person to make a relationship work, at least right off the starting blocks and make it start off on the best foot, is the woman. Because you're in the best position. A guy's head is filled with all kinds of worries and desires and sexual cravings and just the natural things that make a man a man. But you have your head clear for most of the time anyways, unless he's a total hottie, then you might lose it too. But the reality is that you're going to be in a much better place to make decisions, to plan the route, to really follow through with a relationship in the way that it's meant to be, to give it the best shot, to give it the best opportunity of success. That, I believe, honestly, is a woman's best skill. It's why women have such a highly refined instinct, a mechanism that gives them very, very powerful and effective feminine understanding of the rest of the world, of men, of everything, because you socialize and seeking connection is the thing you do best. I was reminded of this. I was watching a comedian who was talking about that, the fact that, you know, basically guys, when they get together, we just sit there silently with each other. That's fine for us. But for women, you got to be talking. You got to be interacting. You got to be creating that connection. Guys, when we're with a woman, we count on you to facilitate our social life in a lot of ways because guys just aren't naturally social like that. At least not most guys, all right? And it's not to say that we're antisocial either. It's just not a natural thing for many men. We're naturally, I think, in a lot of ways, more introverted. We derive our energy from being alone, from being solitary. So back to what I was saying, I think that by and large, women make the best stewards of the relationship. And that's why I want to teach you the skills to give you the best chance to find the best man to complete your life as well. You can go over and see a great presentation I created on this, especially if you're worried that, well, you might be dating one of those six guys you want to avoid. Again, you can find out if you know this guy's connection code. You may even be able to turn it around, which is actually highly likely if you know what his code is. How does this guy connect with other people? Every guy has their own way. It's very distinct and very unique. All guys have this unique way of connecting with a woman and with you. And if you know it and you figure it out and you have the skills, which is actually very simple to do, then you're going to have exactly what it takes to create a beautiful and lasting relationship with him. All you need to do is go on and check out my new presentation on this. You can get started as early as today. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connectioncode. That's datingadviceguru.com/connectioncode. And learn about the different types of connection styles that men have. I'll be talking again soon. Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo. If you have anything you want me to cover in this podcast or talk about, feel free to go on over to datingadviceguru.com, of course, and also check out the forums. You'll see a link there in the upper left for it at the top of the menu bar. If you're on a mobile, you may have to scroll for it. And just click into the forums. Feel free to pop in a question there, and I'll be happy to answer you. I go in there regularly and answer questions from women all day long. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com.
datingadviceguru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.